Hello, super friends. I want to tell you about a couple places that you can meet us out in the real world before we get to the regular episode of Geek History Lesson. Now, Ashley and I are going to be at San Diego Comic-Con that takes place in San Diego, California, and we are only going to be there for one day, though. So on Saturday, July 21st, Ashley and I will be at San Diego Comic-Con. First up, we're going to be at the Action Lab booth from noon to 2:30 p.m. That is booth 1735, the Action Lab booth, and we will be signing copies of Jupiter Jet. You can get the trade that collects all five issues. They'll have lots of other comic books there. Please come by and say hi and help make our Action Lab signing one of the best signings ever. A lot of you showed up last year, and we really appreciate it. We want to do it again. And if you cannot make noon to 2:30 at booth 1735, don't worry. We have another signing. We will be at the Geekscape booth from 3:30 to 4:30. That is booth 3919. And please come by there. We'll have some Geek History Lesson pins. We'll have copies of Jupiter Jet. Come by, talk about the podcast, suggest future lessons. We want to meet every single one of you that are going to be attending San Diego Comic-Con. So real quick, just a recap, here are the places you can find us on Saturday, July 21st at San Diego Comic-Con. Booth 1735, the Action Lab booth, from noon to 2:30, and then you can find us at the Geekscape booth, booth 3919, from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. I hope to see lots of you there, and let's get to the regular episode. When there's trouble, you know who to call. Teen Titans! But which Teen Titans? That's why on today's Geek History Lesson, we're going to build the best Teen Titans team ever. Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I'm Jason Teenager Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. Welcome to your Mind University because you have stumbled onto the podcast where we take one character, construct, or teenage super team from popular culture and teach you everything you need to know about them in about an hour. Except we already did a Teen Titans lesson, so now we're doing a super cool discussion episode.
Yes, so today we are going to do an episode that was requested by Rain Crimson. They suggested best Teen Titans team ever.
Thank you.
So this is very similar to the discussion of the similar episodes we've done, best Justice League ever, best X-Men ever, best Fantastic Four ever. It's a big discussion episode. We have some rules how we're going to build our roster. We will get to those rules, but before we get to those rules, Ashley, real quick, who are the Teen Titans?
The Teen Titans are only the single greatest super team that the DC Universe has ever seen. They were originally created in 1964, and they were all of the legacy characters who some of the greatest Justice Leaguers that you know, and then in the 80s, Wolfman and Perez took them over and introduced all the characters that you know and love from both of the TV shows,
yeah.
And they remain a staple of the DC Universe to this day.
That's right. Okay, so real quick, we're going to tell you the rules that we followed.
Mm-hmm.
So, for your Teen Titans team, and basically, if you also want to send us your list, please do play along. You can send them to where, Ashley?
You can send them to facebook.com/geekhistorylesson, on Twitter at @GHLpodcast. There's a bunch of ways to contact us in all of those places, and we would love to see what your picks mm-hmm. are.
Okay, so here are the rules you must follow to play along and build your best Teen Titans team ever.
Take notes.
All right. This is based off of the Marv Wolfman and George Perez run. So, you must have a leader based mm-hmm. off of Robin. You must have an alien based off of Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a magic user based off of Raven. You must have a tech slash, you know, cybernetic person based off of Cyborg. You must have a rookie based off of Beast Boy. And you must have a wild card member. Now, any members beyond that, it's totally fine. Your team can be as big as you want it to be. But there are some caveats on this.
Ooh.
Only two of your team can be the standard Teen Titans Go team. So you can only have one of these five: Robin, Starfire, Raven, Cyborg, or Beast Boy. Also, you cannot make an entire Titans team based off of a single family unit in DC. So you can't have all Super Family. You cannot have all the Robins as one of your team, basically like that.
You can't have all Amazons.
Also, if you've seen the character only as an adult in the DC universe, they cannot be on this team. So basically an example would be none of the main seven members of the Justice League can be on this team. Mm-hmm. Kyle Rayner, even though he's been on a Titans team, cannot be on this team.
Yeah.
But you can have exceptions like certain Robins who we've seen grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Those can be on the teams. So there are all of your rules. But before we get into all the Teen Titan-ness, we got to talk about a teen of our own, Jupiter Jet Volume 1.
Yes.
Our all-ages comic book from Action Lab Entertainment is in stores right now. It's a story about Jackie Johnson discovering a jetpack and stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. And our Volume 1 graphic novel is 120 pages, and you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target.com. Also, if you wouldn't mind going on to Amazon after you purchase the book and leaving us a review for the book, you don't even have to purchase it from Amazon to do so, but leave us a review and help us in the Amazon algorithm. And you may not know that, but it's true. If you buy a book on Amazon and go review it there, you're actually going to help out the writer. So go do it for some other writers, go do it for some us, and we ask you to do it for Jupiter Jet, please, and thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. So now let's go to our Teen Titans teams. Ooh. Ashley, we're going to start with you first, given your entire team like we normally do.
Yes.
Let's start off with the first position. Who's your leader of your Teen Titans team?
Well, for me, there's only one person who is the best equipped to lead the Teen Titans. It is a gentleman who was the first leader and is often the leader in adaptations. I'm talking about Dick Grayson himself, specifically in his Nightwing identity.
Interesting. What around what age frame or what time period do you pick your Nightwing?
I'm picking Nightwing like disco era mm-hmm. Nightwing, so 18 or 19, breaking out on his own for the first time.
Although, so Nightwing year one Nightwing.
Yeah, preferably not in the disco suit. But I mean, it's hard to argue with Nightwing as one of the greatest leaders of all times, considering he also led the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, and I love him, and I had to cram as many Robins onto the team as possible. So
is that what your team is? As many Robins as you get on this team?
No, but there is more than one Robin.
Of course there is.
I don't want to let the listeners down. I had to go with my boy Dick Grayson.
Yeah. Why nobody else besides Nightwing for your leader?
Okay, because the only other person I considered was Tim Drake, but then I put him in another mm-hmm. role. So
I kind of thought maybe you would go purist and make it Dick Grayson Robin.
Well, if I made it Dick Grayson Robin, then I had to make my other Robin not Robin. I didn't want to do that.
Oh, you could have had two actual Robins on the team.
I could not.
It wouldn't
have.
Be your majority of the
I
team.
I would not have enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
I also think Dick Grayson in his Nightwing identity, I kind of feel like that's his final evolution. It's my favorite version of him.
Like,
even
like
when
Pokemon?
He's,
that's yeah. the final evolution?
Yeah. Even when he's just starting out.
Sure.
I think, I don't know if I can use that phrase one more time. I believe that.
What do you think, Ashley?
The Justice League should be led by Superman, although I think I made Wonder Woman my leader when we made our list.
I think we both did.
I believe that the Teen Titans should be led by Robin.
Interesting.
So
it's just their natural and best role.
I think so. Okay. So Nightwing.
Cool.
Is my leader.
All right. Who is your alien to stand in for Starfire?
So I kind of agonized over my alien.
It's Starfire, right?
It's not Starfire.
Okay.
I have mixed feelings about Starfire.
All right.
And I don't like her romance with Dick Grayson.
Well, we're not here to talk about Starfire. We're here to talk about your alien member,
so
the Teen Titans.
So I benched her. I almost went with Blackfire, who is Starfire's really cool.
That would be a weird trade-off.
Older sister, but she's like really evil and probably would be a bad team member.
Sure.
I thought about Magan, aka Miss Martian, but ultimately I just picked Brainiac 5 because I really like Brainiac 5.
Oh, you put a Legionnaire on the Teen Titans.
I did, and also because I think that the Legionnaires have kind of this borderline fetishism with this era, because that's where their leaders and the people that they idolize the most come from. And I think it would be really fascinating to have a Legionnaire be able to operate on a more modern to the readers team.
Yeah.
And because we've seen that very often, but never in a long term capacity. So like, I would love to see an entire arc where Brainy was there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Brainy is just so much smarter than everyone else around him. And I love Dick Grayson, but I don't think of Dick as an intellect necessarily. I think he's very smart, but I don't think of him as an intellect. So I view...
He's a strategist.
He is. I view this position as kind of a lieutenant, a second in command, and I think I wanted a really brainy person.
You put Du Bois in command.
I did. But
you think
I
the alien's a second in command. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel that with Starfire, too?
I don't
feel that with Starfire.
I do, yeah.
Interesting.
I do. But I think it's a role that she grows into. Based off of the dynamic of the television team,
sure.
I definitely think she's your second in command. It's different in the comics because there's more legacy characters.
Yes.
So for the sake of constructing this, I wanted someone who I thought could step up and take a leadership role if necessary. And I think Brainiac 5 could do that. But I ultimately think Nightwing is the better leader. And I think they're complementary of each other. Yeah, I put two boys in charge. So nuts to everyone who thinks I hate men.
You do hate men. That is something the internet has taught us.
Yeah, nailed it.
Who is your magic user standing in for Raven?
Magic user...
Is it Raven?
...is a tough question because there's not that many of them.
There's not a lot of good teenager magic users.
Good. Yeah. Zachary Zatara has...
I was going to say, did you go with Zatara?
I wanted to make it Zatanna Zatara.
Ooh, you could have done teenagers, Zatanna.
However, she mostly appears as an adult.
But we have seen her as a teen.
We have seen her as a teen.
I would have allowed that.
I think Zachary Zatara sucks.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry.
He was a member of the Teen Titans during the Geoff Johns era.
He was.
So I just had to go with Raven. Like, Raven, to me, of all of the new Teen Titans, to me, she's the most integral. And part of that is because she's often the problem.
Yeah.
Raven is... often who they're fighting against or the reason that they're fighting, or she drives them towards fighting, or she does something wrong. But to me, Raven is such an integral part of the Titans that I think leaving her off the team does them a disservice, which is why I think when they were brought back in the mid-aughts, that's why Raven does appear as part of the first arc. And I just really like Raven.
Mm-hmm.
So I absolutely had to put her in this role. Everyone else I considered felt unsatisfactory. I mean, I couldn't have given it to... Timothy Dalton. What's his name?
What?
Timothy Harry Potter, kid from Books of Magic.
Tim Hunter. I was like, you're Timothy Dalton. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I couldn't come up with his name. But magic users are weird in the DC universe.
There aren't a lot of good teenager ones.
There aren't. And
I knew Raven was going to make your team.
Right, knowing me. Raven's also, I think, my moodiest character. And I think you need someone with a little bit of drama on your Teen Titans.
I just want to state that you are already at your two.
I know I am.
Teen Titans Go limit.
Yes,
you have
I am.
Hit them, so we now know that...
I agonized. I almost swapped out Raven for Beast Boy.
Yeah, you're a big Beast Boy person,
And then I almost swapped her out for Terra. But
you're a big Terra fan as well.
Yeah, so.
Okay, who is your tech stand-in for Cyborg?
So I alluded to this earlier when I was talking about making my leader specifically Nightwing and not a Robin. My tech person is Tim Drake Robin.
Now, do you do Tim Drake Robin or Tim Drake Red Robin?
No, Tim Drake Robin.
Okay, got it.
Which is my preferred Tim Drake. Mm-hmm. Although I do enjoy his first Red Robin outing.
I agree. It's a good series.
I wanted somebody who wasn't cybernetic for this part because I think sometimes that's convenient because cybernetics...
You're saying cyborg's convenient, huh?
I mean, I love cyborg or technopathy, which is like my favorite made up power in
such
a
weird word
in the whole world. With Tim, it's more about skill. Obviously, because Tim is not a metahuman, he doesn't have any superpowers. And if I didn't put him in this role, then I was going to have like an 8 or a 9 person team.
Ooh, do you have a big Teen Titans team?
Of course I do. You got to have a big Teen Titans team because they all got to sleep together and have drama. Like, the bigger the Teen Titans team, the better, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because it's a soap opera, so you need as much drama as possible.
All right, then. You have a very dude-heavy team, just throwing that out there.
I have 3 dudes. I actually have more ladies on my team than dudes.
Okay,
so
good.
I have a lot of
So is it all ladies from here on out?
No.
Now, let me ask you, how do you think Tim Drake interacts with Brainiac 5?
Okay, so I thought a lot about this because I do think Tim is a really good team player. Even though Tim is the most like Batman, I think Tim is good at working with other people.
Actually, it's interesting. Here's the thing. I think all Robins are actually great team players.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I think Damian is the least team player of them all, he's still a team player though, is because Batman, I think, naturally teaches you to be a team player because you have to work with him.
Yes.
And the only reason
why... You have to give in to him. You're never going to win.
So at all base levels, every Robin, mm-hmm. including Damian, is a team player. But I think the reason why Damian is the least team player is because he's the most like Bruce.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's because he's basically like Batman in the Justice League, where he's like, no, it's my way.
Yeah, totally.
Because Batman's like in the Justice League. So Tim and Brainiac.
So I think Tim would not like Brainiac at all during the first arc. Maybe during the first couple arcs, because...
I think Tim tries to hack him.
Because I love Tim, but Tim does get jealous. And Tim has... It's one of the things that I think is interesting about his relationship with both Dick Grayson and Jason Todd is Tim's a pretty good little brother to both of them.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, something will happen, and you can see that Tim is like deeply, deeply jealous of them. And I think Brainiac would cause a lot of insecurities with Tim because Tim is used to being the smartest person in the room unless Batman is there. Even with Nightwing, like, Tim is the smartest person in the room. So to be suddenly faced with a 12th level intelligence Kaluin from the future who probably knows when you die and when the next giant plague is,
yeah,
a natural disaster.
Because Tim at his best is probably a second level. At his best.
And I think that would unspool him a bit. He would definitely try to hack him. I kind of think Brainiac 5 might let Tim think he did for the sake of the team.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that if I was writing the story and if I could like chase that rabbit as long as I wanted, I do think that once they reached an equilibrium, the two of them working together could be like nigh unstoppable.
Okay.
And I think they could be great allies. But Tim Drake is also a character who lacks in personal development, particularly in a post-Damian Wayne world. So I would like to see him faced with technological and team-based challenges as well as personality challenges, mm-hmm. which is why I wanted him and Brainy on the same team.
Okay, so who is your rookie?
Oh, my rookie is my favorite speedster ever. It's Bart Allen, the screw-up Flash.
Impulse.
Yes. I would have him be Impulse as well. He mm-hmm. has, as he does in the Jeff Johns Teen Titans, he does ascend to becoming
Kid Flash.
But I just like Impulse better. And I like the costume
better
and the dumb goggles. Like, I really like Impulse. And I would like to see Bart Allen there. I also... As I was creating this team, and I knew going in it was going to be very new Teen Titans animated show inspired, and I wanted something that recalled a little more of the original dynamic, and I wanted to fold in more legacy characters. So I thought that bringing in Bart Allen was a way to do that without having to like walk another character backward. Now, I did that with Nightwing, but I didn't want to take Wally West back, and I didn't want to take Roy Harper back, so... I wanted to bring in Bart, and I also like Bart because Bart is pure goodness, and Bart brings the happy, carefree element. And if I don't have Beast Boy on my team, I need someone who's going to do that and fill that personality void. So I went for Bart, and then he's going to have the best hair.
I'm going to reveal a piece of my team.
Okay.
Bart is the character that I wanted to get onto my team, but I didn't get him there.
Sad face.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I put him on my team, so don't feel that bad.
Now we go to the wild card, unless you have a second rookie.
I do have a second rookie,
okay, that's
in
fine.
Fact. My second rookie is a baby Jonathan Kent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wanted a super person or a wonder person.
Yeah.
Again, just sort of thinking about like the original dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan Kent is my favorite one.
Okay.
I think he's really cute, and from a writerly storytelling perspective, he kind of appears in the modern Teen Titans story, but he's the least tried in a team dynamic.
Yes, and also he has a hard time controlling his powers.
Yes, and I think that would present an interesting challenge for Brainiac and Raven,
mm-hmm.
because magic can be used against Kryptonians.
Yes.
And that would focus them. And I just think he's just too darn... I just put all the cuties on my
sure,
team.
Sure, yeah.
So Jonathan Kent is my other rookie.
Impulse and Jonathan would hate each other.
No, they would be besties.
No.
They would love each other.
No,
but they would
John would hate.
No.
John would hate
you
Bart.
You are wrong.
Nope.
They would love.
Because,
Jonathan loves
Damian. Impulse, if you're going with original Impulse,
mm-hmm.
he's lazy, he's annoying, and he's very... And that is everything that is opposite of Jonathan.
No, but I think that would be cool because then it would give Jonathan an opportunity to teach Bart something.
I don't know.
Bart
they would.
Ethic.
They may eventually like each other, but when they first meet, they are going to hate each other.
I think they would like each other because Bart's a sweetie. Bart's a good guy.
Not when you first meet him.
Bart's a good guy.
Bart's a son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
He is. He's really mean.
I love Bart.
When you first meet him.
Get right out of town.
Okay, so is it time to move on to your wild card?
Yes.
Okay, so who is your crazy choice?
I actually have two.
That's fine.
Well, one's a team up and one is a person. I put Rocket on here from the Milestone universe.
Okay.
Just because she's a character who hasn't been used at all in a post-Milestone world. She is Icon's Robin for
sidekick.
All intents
yep.
and purposes.
She's in Young Justice.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I forgot about that. My team up to this point lacked diversity, so I wanted to bring her on. I also
bunch of whiteys.
It is a very, well, you know, Brainy's green.
Bunch of
and
whiteys.
And Raven's a demon.
Bunch of whiteys.
But that's a BS answer. So I wanted to put Rocket on here. Rocket has never, well, she's, you're right, she's been on Young Justice, but she's never been a member of the Teen Titans.
Nope.
And I would like to see that. I would like to see what she would do under the guidance of a character like Nightwing, who was also a sidekick to a very powerful, defining character. And you know what? In the original Milestone story, Rocket has a tiny human. And I would be like, why not bring her tiny human with her to live in Titan's Towers and like force all of these kids to have to deal with that?
Yeah, Raquel has a baby.
Yeah, so why not? Mm-hmm. I think she would represent the kind of grounded storytelling and what the real youths of today are up to, that's one of the reasons why
sure.
people responded to the new Teen Titans was because they dealt with what were considered like hip modern now issues. So I like what she represents. And I would like to see her on this team.
Sure. Who's your other person?
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. Oh, from Black Lightning.
Yeah, the daughters is of Black Lightning. I'm sort of counting them as one person. They come as a
That's
team.
That's fine. We don't have an upper limit. That's fine.
But
you have a pretty fat team. I
do.
You have 9 people?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I wanted more ladies, and they're two characters that have come into prominence, obviously, recently. They got my diversity quota, and then I
have an 8-person team.
I think having actual siblings on the team would be interesting. It's something that we haven't dealt with a lot in past Teen Titans stories. But it's a dynamic I'd like to see explored. And then this way, I think I have a more equal balance of superpowered versus non-superpowered characters.
Sure.
Which was something that I want to strike. And Teen Titans are generally more heavily superpowered. And they're just two more characters that I think would be great on a team and we haven't seen a lot of in the Teen Titans lore.
Sure.
So that's my team.
Cool. And what kind of stories would you want to tell with this team? Like, what do you feel like this Teen Titans team would represent?
So my ideal Teen Titans story, and we've talked about this a couple different times.
I mean, with your team that you just designed.
Yeah, yeah. But my ideal story is very interpersonal drama heavy. And that's what I would like to see. I like it when what's going on in the tower in their off hours mirrors the narrative or the foe that they're taking down out in the field. That's why I think things like Judas Contract work so well with an infiltrator like Terra. My first arc would be, of course, sort of the learning to trust each other and learning the dynamic of the team. You have to have the Teen Titans fail. But I would want to tell the story of the development of the Justice League's strike team.
Mm-hmm.
So they take on, and of course, you know, as guided by Oracle, they take on everything that the Justice League either isn't around for or is maybe, quote, below their pay grade.
Wasn't that a pitch of mine from a long, long time ago?
It is, yeah, absolutely it is. But I think that's, to me, a very logical use of this team. Of the Teen Titans in general, or Young Justice, or whatever you want to call them, that we've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see that taken on. And then that way, the onus is on these characters to become a functional team more quickly because they have to live up to the DC pantheon.
Sure.
And I would like to see them all try to thrive under that kind of pressure. I wouldn't want to do something as on the nose of at the end of the first arc of the Geoff Johns team where like the Justice League literally show up and are like, you need
Shut
to do
it down.
Better. And then Nightwing has to be like, Bruce, like, step the hell off.
Chillax, adults.
And of course, you can't be a Teen Titans team if you don't fight Deathstroke at least once.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then maybe do a Judas Contract too, but Terra's the full-on bad guy.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I would probably just do a redux of the Wolfman Perez greatest hits, if I'm going to be honest. I know where my influences are. So yeah, that's my Teen Titans team. Should I recap it or should we recap them both at the end?
go ahead and recap it real quick.
Okay, so my leader is Nightwing. My alien is Brainiac 5. My magic wielder is Raven. My tech person is Tim Drake Robin. My rookies are Bart Allen and Jonathan Kent. And my wild cards are Rocket, Thunder, and Lightning. All right, Jason, let's hear your Teen Titans who could destroy mine in with the flick of a wrist.
All right.
As always happens.
Well, okay, I'm going to say that. Usually when we do these episodes, I usually build power teams.
Yes.
Now, just on the basis of our rules and the basis of our, you know...
Caveats.
That did not happen here. And I did not build it around one family. I kind of went for interesting sort of... loners, because I felt that they needed the Titans together, as is the Titans catchphrase, to bring them together. This team is very outsiders like.
Cool. This team seems very appropriate to you.
This team is a strike team. Mm-hmm. They are very sneak, go in, decimate the problem, get out before anybody knows they're there.
Ooh.
And they all are kind of outsiders in their own way. They are people that generally don't join teams, don't be a part of teams, but can really thrive in a sort of thing. And then at the end of this, please tell me like what you, the story runs, because I have some ideas.
Based on your pitch, I feel like you've built an HBO team and I've built a CW team. I'm not saying either is better, but all right. Let's dive right into it, Jason. Who is your leader and why is it Dick Grayson?
It is Dick Grayson. Yeah, it is Dick Grayson Nightwing. It is post-Judas contract, just post-Judas contract Nightwing.
Well, I was going to ask you, then, why not Robin?
Yeah, this is Nightwing year one as well. This is Disco Wing Nightwing.
Yeah, man.
But this is also a Nightwing that has experienced a betrayal. This is a Nightwing that has just saw his teammate Terra betray them all. So this is a Nightwing that is also been sort of betrayed by Batman. You have to have a Robin. You have to have a Robin lead the Teen Titans.
The law.
It is like, yeah, to me, it's a natural law. You cannot have a Teen Titans team without a Robin, of some sort of Robin. And Nightwing is the best leader of the Teen Titans. But I made him Nightwing post Judas contract one because I think this is the angriest Nightwing has ever been. This is it is most angsty. And also, but he has enough experience. He's had enough experience and now he's graduated.
He's an adult now. Or as close as you can.
This is the Nightwing that just kicked Deathstroke's ass.
Well put.
Think about that. This is a Nightwing that's hungry. This is a Nightwing that is as hungry as Batman in Batman Year One.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's the same age. And remember that Bruce Wayne. This is that Dick Grayson. So that is why I thought he was the perfect leader for this team.
Is he in the Disco Wing costume?
Of course he's in the Disco Wing suit. Because he's so badass, he can rock it. And if you don't like it, he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, he will.
And then he'll bed your lady. That's how he works.
Then he'll seduce you,
probably. That's right. Then he'll seduce you even if you're a man. He doesn't care.
No, truly, he doesn't
but yeah,
care.
It has to be a Robin. It's a natural law. And this Dick Grayson, I thought, was an interesting thing for my sort of outsider-y's team of Teen Titans.
Now, listeners of this podcast will know that you are a big Dick Grayson fan.
Of course.
Did you ever for a second consider anyone else besides Dick Grayson to lead this team?
No.
Okay.
No, it was never any other choice. Nightwing was always on this team. It was always Nightwing.
Cool.
And he was always the leader. You can't make this team without Nightwing is the way I look at it. He's so integral to the Teen Titans. So, yeah.
Cool. Next is your alien, who doesn't have to be your second in command, but was mine.
Yeah, my alien wouldn't be my second command. I'm going to reveal it right now. My tech person is my second in command.
Okay, cool. So when we get there, I'll bring that back up.
My alien is a person that I think when they were on the Teen Titans, they were allowed to shine. It is their best stories when they're with the Teen Titans. But also, this is an outsider person who I really wish DC would do more with, and they just haven't. My alien is Miss Martian.
Aha!
Because one, she has the John Jones levels of power. She's also a white Martian, so she's naturally a villain, which is very interesting. But also, I just think she's a great character that I would love to see more done with.
I agree.
And we saw her in Young Justice be really awesome. And I think it would also be interesting to see the dynamic between a sort of older Nightwing and a younger Miss Martian with her. So you could kind of flip the relationship they had in Young Justice on its hand. But yeah, she's super, super powerful, but she's also an outsider.
She's also cripplingly shy.
She's cripplingly shy. Also, all of these characters that I'm going to tell you naturally think about a black inverted version of their costumes. That's what I would give all
McGann
of them.
Well, McGann does have a really cool black with the red X costume.
Yeah, but I have certain characters on this team that, except for like one of my characters, they all sort of have black in their costumes. Mm-hmm. So they all would sort of have a themed sort of Teen Titans costume. Naturally, in my opinion.
Now I have an important question about Miss Martian.
Sure.
Long hair or short hair?
Short.
That is the correct answer.
I don't like long hair, Miss Martian.
Well, but you mentioned her being particularly younger than Nightwing,
but
so I didn't know if you were thinking about
long hair. She has short hair. Yeah. I want her to be young. I want her to be around 16.
Yeah.
I want her to be a youngest.
So she would be one of your younger members of the team?
Yep, she would be one of the younger members.
Cool.
Because she is going to have a romance with a different character in this team.
Ooh, you already got them romances planned.
That's right. Yes.
All right. Let's move to your magic wielder stepping in for Raven. Because I know you're not picking Raven.
It's not Raven. There are a lot of bad teenage magic users, and I did consider briefly Zatara.
Yeah.
The young Zatara, but I don't like him either.
Zach, yeah.
I thought long and hard about this, but there is a magic user out there that is a teenager that many people don't realize or kind of think about as a magic user, but they are. This person also is the most powerful person on the team.
Okay.
This person is my nuke. And that person, of course, has the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury. Now, you may be thinking I'm talking about Shazam. Nuh-uh, Captain Marvel Jr.
Oh, I was going to be like, I kind of think if you're picking Shazam, that's a bit of a cheat there, Jason.
Freddie Freeman. No, I am not picking Captain Marvel. I'm picking Captain Marvel Jr.
The inspiration for Elvis's hairstyle.
Exactly. Now, Captain Marvel Jr., Freddie Freeman, is naturally, he's usually always a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
We've also seen him in an amazing storyline called The Trials of Shazam, where he becomes Shazam. It's one of his best storylines ever. I also think that he is sort of an outsider because even though he is Captain Marvel's sidekick, Captain Marvel doesn't really hang around with him that much anymore. Doesn't really hang out with him. He's not really been part of a team. He sadly really has only been on the Teen Titans like once or twice, which is weird because he is a legacy character. He's a sidekick character. He is one of the most, he has the powers of Superman, and he's a teenager.
Honestly surprised that him and Mary haven't been more stalwart members of the Teen Titans.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel Jr., again, like he has the powers of Superman on this team, and he would be able to, you know, really, really increase the power set of this team a lot, but he's also magically based. And because of that, he will be able, now he's not a spellcaster, that is the difference, but he can sense and determine magic like all the Marvel family can, because their powers are magic based.
And you would have him in a black costume as well?
Yes, I would invert his costume to where he has a Black Adam version of his costume, except he has a blue cape instead of a white cape and a blue lightning bolt, you know, because his costume is naturally blue.
That sounds really cool.
So I would give him Black Adam's except with a blue cape.
Yeah.
Because again, this is a dark strike team is my Teen Titans. They're all angry, outsidery teenagers, and that's what they are. But Captain Marvel Jr. is my magic person.
Oh, I doff my cap to you. That's a very interesting choice.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to your tech person replacing Cyborg, who you mentioned earlier would be your lieutenant type character, your second in command to Disco Wing.
It's Cyborg.
Your requisite second Teen Titans Go member.
I like, and this would be Cyborg post Judas Contract.
Before Justice League.
Yes, this is an experienced Cyborg. I kind of feel Cyborg is a natural Teen Titans member. I really do.
I think it's his best.
It is his best
thing.
Role. I do like him on the Justice League, and I like how they've turned him in the Justice League, but I kind of think he works better in the Teen Titans. And as a second in command to Dick Grayson, I think he would be an interesting person. I thought a lot about who I would replace Cyborg with, and at every turn, I was like, Cyborg beats them.
Yeah.
Like, Tim Drake did come into this equation, but I was like, nah, Cyborg is better. Like, Cyborg is more powerful.
No one is
Cyborg is better as a tech. So to me, there was no other choice for, I didn't think long about it. There was always Cyborg for this role.
Cool.
So I've now reached my two Teen Titans Go limit as well.
Yeah. So no more Teen Titans
No Go more Teen Titans Go.
Jason. Yep. Cool. All right. So do you have more than one rookie?
I have two rookies.
All right. Let us in on who are your rookies filling the roles of Beast Boy, Beast and Boy.
My first rookie is also a character that's a little bit of an outsider, also a character that I think is a damn shame that he does not have more of a spotlight. I'm talking about Static.
Ah, I thought you might have gotten Static on your machine.
Static of Static Shock. Of course, he has superconductive electromagnetism. He can sense the source of electromagnetic energy in objects, which is a very good stealth power. He can magnetize and demagnetize metals. He can generate fields. He's super powerful. He actually really is really, really powerful. And again, he has been on Teen Titans before, but he's a character too that like is a damn shame that there is no DC title with him in it right now.
Oh, it's a waste, yep. Honestly.
Also, his costume has natural black in it.
Yes, it does.
Yep. Which also helps him blend into my team. But also, you know, he's here and I can't remember his name. I'm forgetting his real name, Static's real name. I'm sorry. But anyways, Static would be a natural romantical partner to Miss Martian.
Oh, you think?
Yes, I think so. I think they would fit in together because I think Static is a bit of an outsider himself.
Virgil Ovid Hawkins.
I wanted to say Hawkins, but I wasn't certain.
Yeah.
I think Virgil would understand Magan.
I think so, too.
I think Virgil would really get Magan, and I think Magan would admire Virgil's positive outlook. And that is not an electrical joke, but I realize that it kind of
is. That's really cute. I think it's funny that we both put electricity wielders on our teams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you have him with his classic like cornrow/dreadlocks hairdo?
Yeah, of course.
No, but I think that's really strike-force-y.
But I would have him in his second costume, not his first costume. His first costume is more blue. His second costume is more black.
Yeah, and it's got the lightning bolt.
And it got the yellow lightning bolt.
Kind of the flash symbol over the chest.
Yeah, that's I like his second costume better.
Do you have him flying on sewer grates?
Of course. No, actually, trash can lids.
Okay.
Actually, I would have Cyborg or Nightwing design him discus.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what he actually uses. Or I would give him something like a goblin glider.
Oh, that's cool.
That he would actually like a tin foil or something, or a hollow foil, something like that.
Yeah, tin foil, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned you had two rookies. Who is your second?
My second rookie is a person that you put on your team. I'm talking about Rocket, Raquel Irvin.
Hey, yeah.
So I put two milestone characters on this list, but I also wanted another woman on this team. I actually have another woman still coming.
Cool.
So I have three ladies on my team. But also, like, I just think Rocket's a character that doesn't get enough credit. If you don't know, she has a belt that Hardware had fashioned out of Icon's basically inertia winder, so she can manipulate kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that also makes her pretty damn powerful. And especially like manipulating kinetic energy is something that's great to have on your team when you have somebody as strong as Captain Marvel Jr. on your team. Imagine focusing his kinetic energy. Rocket also is an interesting thing because she's another mortal.
Mm-hmm.
She is not a metahuman.
Yeah.
And she will be the only other metahuman or normal human on this team besides Nightwing, which will naturally put her into a sidekick training role with Nightwing.
Oh, that's cool.
Nightwing learned under Batman and Superman. Mm-hmm. She learned under Icon. They will have similar experiences to draw from. And I think if I were writing this book, I would create a sort of teacher-student will-we-won't-we romance mm-hmm. thing that Dick would eventually decide against.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would put Dick with my other lady who's coming down the pike.
Does Rocket have a baby?
In my storyline, no. I think
that's fine.
I think the baby ages are up too much.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a dangerous team. We're going behind borders. We're doing things. Mm-hmm. I don't want a baby along for the ride.
That's fair.
This is also a team for me that does not have a headquarters.
No Titans Tower?
There's no Titans
Tower.
There's no Happy Harbor. They live in a javelin.
Mm-hmm.
That moves, and that's it.
Interesting.
And I would have them like invade villains' hideouts here and there, and that's what they would use. But otherwise, they do not have a base. They have a mobile base.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
So,
okay, so now we're going to move on to wild card,
yep.
if you're okay
yep.
with that. Do you have more than one?
I have a wild card, and then I just have a person, an extra team member.
That's fine.
Who's not defined by any category.
So let's dive into who your wild card is.
My wild card is... I needed some power on my team. I needed some more. I needed somebody that could...
to back up...
Captain Marvel.
Baby Shazam.
Yeah. But I wanted somebody that was pure power.
Mm-hmm.
That was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost juggernaut levels if he goes full out. And this is a character from the 90s who had a great solo series that, again, people have kind of forgotten. I'm talking about Damage, Grant Emerson. He is my wild card because he is temperamental, but he is a living fusion reactor. He constantly absorbs, builds, and produces energy that he can manipulate and use in numerous ways. Now, remember my team members here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got Captain Marvel Jr. Okay, what does he do? He punches things really hard. Interesting. Okay, this guy can absorb powers.
Oh, I see. Oh, interesting. And you've got a kinetic energy manipulator.
And I have a kinetic energy manipulator.
And you've got basically a living battery.
And I have a living battery. Together, they are a pretty unstoppable power gun.
How old is Damage in your universe?
Well, Damage is somewhere around 16 or 17.
Okay.
But he is literally explosive. Like, if he goes off, he blows up everything.
I don't know a ton about Damage.
That's why he's the wild card.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of their Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
If he Hulk, he doesn't Hulk out, actually, but if he Hulk out, he blows up. He blows up everything. So it'd be about the team being like, calm down, Grant, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like our last option.
That's cool.
If we have to call him in, oh man, we're in trouble.
You're literally going nuclear.
Yes, we are going nuclear, but he is their ace in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where they get stuck, he can blow through it.
Do you see them leaving him on the Javelin and they're like, we'll let you know if we need you?
Yes, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, or he's...
So he's like the person who pilots them around?
Or if they're facing like a full-on army, he goes in first.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Like, he goes in first.
Takes out
Captain Marvel just drops him down. And boom, there he is.
Yeah.
Again, he's just a character that I think doesn't get enough credit, but he's very complimentary to some of these characters, and that's kind of the idea when I started, like, putting some of my power set characters on there. I was like, ooh, they can complement each other. They can make each other stronger together, like the Titans.
Team. Oh,
yes.
All right.
So, these are all outsidery people, mm-hmm. but because they're so complimentary... By the end of this run, they're all best of friends.
That's sweet.
Yes.
And questionably romantically involved, which any good Titan story needs.
Yes.
Really. Okay, so you mentioned you have one more auxiliary team member.
I have one more member. It's a woman.
Who, what, where, when, why, what, where?
It's a character that I don't think you know. I don't know if you know this character. If I say the character Argent, do you know who that is?
Nope, tell me.
Okay, so Argent is a Teen Titan.
I'm going to Google.
She is Antonia Monetti. She is one of the Dan Jurgens Teen Titans characters. Now, basically her powers are, she usually has like a rainbow costume on or a black rainbow. She has mostly black with a rainbow stripe across. She can basically generate solid energy constructs out of elemental plasma.
Her. She was on the cartoon.
Yeah, so she has protective shields, mm-hmm. ropes, daggers, battering rams. She's basically a living Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
She can just basically imagine stuff and make it. And she's like got her powers from an alien experiment, basically. But she's a naturally powered Thought Lantern. Now, a lot of Dan Jurgens' Teen Titans don't get enough credit because they were...
Well, to be fair, a lot of them are silly.
They are, but they're all original characters.
Mm-hmm.
He had to create all of them originally because, and I've talked to him about this in person, mm-hmm. he was told, so they were like, Dan, we really want you to do the Teen Titans. And he wanted to do the sidekicks.
Like, well, I mean, why wouldn't
like
you?
Like Robin, Flash,
I mean, honestly,
whatever.
Honestly, why wouldn't you?
And all the DC editors were like, no, you can't do that. Mm. So he was forced to have to create his own characters. I think his characters, most of them, I'd say 75% of them, are really good characters that just were never given a fair shake because they were in a bad, canceled run.
Mm-hmm.
Because immediately after his run, guess what DC did? They brought back the sidekicks.
Yeah.
So I actually think Dan Jurgens created some great Teen Titans characters. I think Argent is one of them. I think a living Green Lantern. I think she has a cool look.
She has a great look.
And
yeah.
I think her powers are neat. They're really cool. Yeah, she's been in one of the cartoons and she was really cool.
She's in the original Teen Titans cartoon.
And I think, again, she's a character that's out there in the DC universe that, if given a great run, could really work well. And she's calm. She's kind of mm-hmm. centered. She's mm-hmm. not crazy. And that's why I think old Tony and Dick Grayson... we'll both be chill while everybody else on our team is kind of crazy, and I think that will lead them to hooking up.
I think it's interesting that you refer to your version of Nightwing as chill when you'd also described him as the angriest version of Dick Grayson ever. Dick does have a very level personality,
he's
though.
He's always plotting.
Compared to some of the other characters that you mentioned. I think that's an inspired choice.
Mm-hmm. And that ends my Teen Titans. So if you want me to give it...
Well, I want you first, if you would like to, because you asked me this, and you've expounded on it a little more than I did... What type of stories? Do you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
This is a Teen Titans that thinks the world is broken.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Teen Titans that this is led by the fuel of Dick Grayson being betrayed by one of his best friends. And this is kind of like, I like to think about this run as like, this is an alternate sort of Teen Titans history. So post Judas Contract, Dick Grayson breaks up the Teen Titans and he makes his own Titans team based off of the Outsiders. So Dick recruits every one of these people. Mm-hmm. He hand selects them. And I think that this is, I like to think about this as Dick imagining that this is the Dick that doesn't trust anybody now. And over the course of the story, he's going to learn to trust people again. Because through sort of an alien conspiracy, whatever thing, Dick is going to take on who he believes is the greatest enemies to the world, the Justice League.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is a team of, this is the reason why their base is mobile. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be found by the Watchtower. They're not going to be found by the Hall of Justice. This is a team that is going to go across the world and strike at each member of the Justice League. Now, eventually, Batman will convince Dick that, you know, he's wrong and that he's set up. But of course, with this alien threat, you know, let's go crazy. If this is my crazy dream, it's the Daemonites. The Daemonites are all across the world. Dick's like, Dick fights the Justice League because he thinks the Justice League are full of Daemonites because they're shape-shifting aliens. Batman's like, no, hey, man, we're not Daemonites. And Dick's like, I don't believe you.
Prove it.
I don't believe you.
Prove it. You can't.
You haven't proved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Batman's like, you're crazy. And he's going to leave. And the second year of this arc of this team would be two things. It would be that Dick thinks there's a traitor on the team.
Mm-hmm. Which, coming right out of Judas Contract, would be a logical paranoia.
Yep. And then also this team would get a new patron. This team would get an elder statesman of the DC universe who would sort of fund the team and help work with the team and go on missions with the team. But as an adult,
Alfred.
No, Deathstroke.
Interesting.
This would lead to Dick Grayson being the only person I can trust. If I can't trust Batman, is the man who's exactly like Batman.
I'll keep my enemy as close as possible.
Exactly. And he's going to it's be very Arrow season 2, where Dick is Oliver Queen, and he's going to learn every dirty trick from Deathstroke. That is kind of my feeling of my second arc. And of course, it's all going to explode in his face. And he's eventually going to learn that his own buddy, Cyborg, is the Daemonite.
Oh, why you gotta do that to Cyborg?
Yes. Because eventually the reveal of the story that I don't want to do is that none of the original Teen Titans will return.
Mm.
And the original Teen Titans will be the ones that will pull Dick off of this dark path.
Oh, that's cool.
And they will save Dick from Deathstroke. But also,
they're his best buddies.
Yes, exactly. And so that's what you'll learn, that Cyborg was never corrupted these 2 years. The Daemonites also have alien technology. That's the reason why they can tech stuff up.
Mm.
And also, this is the lesson to learn, to where this is fulfilling the season one of the Teen Titans cartoon, where it's Dick Grayson and Robin going with Deathstroke.
Yeah, yeah.
This is sort of the
Red
adult.
X.
This is the adult. This is adult Red X. This is Nightwing acting like Red X for two years.
Cool.
But this is my darker, all predicated over Dick Grayson doesn't trust the world.
All right, let's run down your team one more time.
My leader is Nightwing. My alien is Miss Martian. My magic is Captain Marvel Jr. My tech is Cyborg, secretly a Daemonite. My rookie is Static. My other rookie is Rocket. My wild card is Damage. And my last extra is Argent. That's my team.
Cool.
Okay, so before we go into the final section of this podcast, we just want to ask everybody, real quick, that if you want more Geek History Lesson in your life, you should head on over to patreon.com/Jawin, and you can check out the Patreon exclusive podcast called Geek History Lesson Extra. We have over 100 episodes of Geek History Lesson Extra over there, so that's hours and hours of bonus content. This week's Geek History Lesson Extra, we'll be talking with Ashley about Teen Titans characters that we think need better stories and need more focus. And that's characters that we think should be featured more. But if you love our free podcast, Geek History Lesson, that we put out to you each and every week, then we want to think about and ask you to think about returning some value that we've given you in the form of a monthly donation. Even $1 can make a huge difference over there and ensure that Geek History Lesson never stops. Because about 6 months ago, Geek History Lesson basically almost completely stopped.
Yeah.
So thank you to our fine patrons who help keep the lights on over at patreon.com/Jawin. And now back to the show. We're going to go to the Geek History Lesson on a roll.
where if you want to be one of our best students around and you head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review on our show page, we'll read whatever you write.
The first person to join the GHL Honor Roll is 21Sphinx04, who says, from the dark dimension to the streets of Gotham, Ashley and Jason share their love of comics and geek culture in a fun, easily digestible podcast. There are songs and dances, perhaps, impersonations, and knowledge nuggets aplenty. Want more of them? They're on YouTube as well, and my brain has absorbed so much comic knowledge, I sound equally knowledgeable and nerdy to my wife whenever she asks me questions. She's my own cocktail party scenario.
Heck yeah!
See the Geekazer Lesson 10 Cent Origins. Thanks for everything, Ashley and Jason. I can't wait for Moon Knight.
Well, someday.
Someday, 21Sphinx04. Another person joining the honor roll of this episode is DC Fanboy 294.
Hey.
Who says, I'm in love with this series and the whole site, including the Patreon account. Thank you so much,
which I am
a member of. Keep doing what you're doing, Ashley and Jason. Y'all are amazing. And I am especially really happy y'all love DC Comics because there aren't many podcasts/sites, let alone good ones, that show DC Comics love. Not only DC, but Marvel too. You guys showed me some Marvel stuff that I love and wasn't a huge Marvel fan before Geekish Lesson. Thank you guys. And gal, or not gal, but Ashley is just wonderful. Haha, get it? Lame pun. But seriously, Ashley is dope for inspiring a guy from Louisiana to start a podcast and follow his dreams and for making being nerds cool.
Oh, that's so sweet.
DC Fanboy 294, that's awesome. And I'm so glad you did start your podcast. That's amazing, dude.
Because the internet is egalitarian.
That's right. You want a podcast about something, just podcast about something. So DC Fanboy 294 and 21Sphinx04, welcome to the honor roll. You both get 3 gold stars. If you bring me bagels tomorrow, you might get 4.
There you go.
Okay. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and everywhere else out there. And if you want to suggest future discussions like best Teen Titans team ever, like Rain Crimson, Ashley, where can they do that?
You can do that at geekhistorylesson.com, facebook.com/geekhistorylesson, and on Twitter at GHL Podcast. There are a whole bunch of ways to contact us in all of those places.
That is right. And also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Jawin for me, JAWIIN, and Ashley V. Robinson for Ashley. Last section of the podcast, hashtag stick around, where we make sure you stick around through our personal plugs. Ashley, who would be the worst leader of a Teen Titans team? Who's the worst possible leader?
Ooh.
I think it's kind of obvious to me.
Tara?
I was going to say Beast Boy.
Poor Beast Boy. Jericho, because he doesn't talk.
Yeah, but he could just hop into a body. And
I'll tell you, if I was around Jericho, I would literally never look at him.
Here's the thing.
F that guy.
I almost put Jericho on my team. Because
Jericho sucks.
Jericho is actually secretly a very powerful member of the team.
I don't think that's secret. I just think he sucks.
Yes. but he's uber powerful if he can take over anybody's body.
In the first arc of the Geoff Johns Teen Titans, he comes back to life. He's not dead anymore. He doesn't have mutton chops. And he's jumping between all of them. And then he jumps into Deathstroke.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I hate Jericho.
All right, so Jericho might be the worst member. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for listening to Geekazer Lesson. I am Jason Teenager Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. And Professor Jason, would you please dismiss the class?
Titans together! Or not!